This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We are going to start today with a couple of stipulations, if that's all right with you. Stipulation number one, it's a bad thing when your currency falls 8% in a single day today for the currency in question. Stipulation number two, it's an even worse thing when that slide happens after your central bank has raised interest rates from 10.5% to 17%, and they do it quite literally in the wee small hours of the morning, this morning, local time to boot. We are talking here, of course, about the Russian ruble, about which the phrase currency crisis is currently being freely used. So to get us going today, two stories, what the ruble's near terminal collapse means inside the country and out. Adam Allington gets us going with Russia domestically.
Russia's central bank raised interest rates from 10.5% to 17%, hoping that would give people an incentive to hold on to the ruble and not bail into, say, the euro or the dollar. Charles Movit is the chief Russia economist at IHS Global Insight.
The falling price of oil and the economic sanctions that are having a very dramatic impact in terms of isolating Russian entities from the international capital markets.
Russia is hurting. Oil accounts for two-thirds of its export revenue. Most experts think that raising interest rates is only the first painful step for the Russians.
They're going to end up having to do even more radical measures, like simply stop people from taking money out of the country as best they can.
Kenneth Rogoff is an economist at Harvard University. He says many Russians are now flocking to buy durable items before prices go up. And there's bad news for Russian banks, too.
The banking sector can't take this for very long. The banks can't afford to pay these kind of interest rates when they've already made a lot of loans. They can't afford to pay this to depositors.
Rogoff says Russia does have some $400 billion in currency reserves on hand, which it can use to prop up the banking sector. But once people lose confidence in the banking system, a kind of panic sets in.
Something's going to have to give. This isn't nearly the end.
That something, says Rogoff, could be Russia pulling out of Ukraine, but more likely a gradual rebounding of oil prices later this spring. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.